Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link First Quarter 2019 Earnings Release Presentation. This is Ellie Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figures, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standards. Now, if you please turn to page two for our first quarter income statement. During the first quarter of 2019, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 4.2 billion, 8.8% drop from sequential quarter due to the traditional slower retail season and less project shipment this quarter. With the continued unsettled U.S. trade war against China and higher taxes in the backdrop, sales in North America were lower than expected. Project shipment were also lower in Europe, explaining for the substantial drop in sales as compared to a year ago quarter. I'll go into more detail on the respective regions and product performance in later slides. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 27.7%, which was down from 29.9% from sequential quarter due to unfavorable sales mix and currency movement. Including the impact of inventory provision, gross margin was 28.4%, benefiting from inventory write-back of NT dollar 30 million. Operating expenses for the first quarter was NT dollar 1.29 billion, which was in par with prior quarter, but 5.8% decline from a year ago quarter as the company continued to strictly control its expense base. Net operating margin for the quarter was -2.3%, due mainly to the weaker sales than expected. Management will continue to review underperforming units and find ways to reduce operating costs further. Please move to page three for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Net operating loss reported this quarter was NT dollar 1 million as compared to non-operating gain of 146 million in prior quarter derived from investment asset disposal. First quarter 2019 non-operating loss comprised of NT dollar 5 million gain derived from investee company under equity method, FX loss of 11 million, and other finance income of 5 million. Consolidated net loss after tax and non-controlling interest was NT dollar 168 million, and EPS was -0.26 per share. Turning on to page four for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 3.83 billion. Account receivable was NT dollar 3.74 billion, and AR turnover days, 80 days, in line with our credit offering. Inventory was down by NT dollar 120 million sequentially, reported at 2.99 billion, and inventory turnover improved to 80 days. Now please turn to page five for the company's key financial ratios. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.67 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.4. Return on equity for the first quarter was -7.4%. Now please turn to page six for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging in Asia Pacific continued to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 71% of our consolidated net revenue, followed by Europe 19% and North America 10%. Sales in the European market were down 48.9% from sequential quarter, reflecting the uneven shipment pattern from projects, as well as the slowdown in channel sales, especially in consumer products, including routers and IP cameras. We expect Europe to partially recover sales from new projects shipment in the second half year. Asia Pacific market were down by 7.4% quarter-over-quarter, mostly due to slower project deployment in regions affected by the sluggish economy. For the North America region, first quarter 2019 sales were lower 19.4% on a quarter-over-quarter basis due to less project shipment in wireless products and slower retail in IP camera. Please move on to page seven, which show our 2019 first quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 67% of total first quarter revenue, while broadband was at 5.1%, digital home at 6.3%, and others with 21.5%. During the first quarter in 2019, retail sales for consumer products such as routers and IP cameras were lower due to seasonality as well as less project shipment in broadband products. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link Investor Relations.